Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So if you're going to the game Sunday, you probably know about the new Tailgate Village. There's also going to be an extra police and security guard presence on Sunday, and something called Skywatch. So on our Westher hotline right now is Andy Major. Andy is Vice President of Operations and Guest Experience for the Buffalo Bills, and he's going to delve into that a little bit with us. Andy, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Good. Good. Jeremy's got a beer question for you. Does that fall under guest experiences, too?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, let's talk beer.
We've got lots of questions. Actually, I pulled up, we had a conversation, Andy, back in May when you guys announced the Tailgate Village thing, and I opened it this week just to refresh my memory, which is probably sure. What you guys are doing a lot of the last week or so is, hey, all those changes we put in place, remember all those. Remember all the things that are going to be different this year.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, it's been out there for a while. We've really been trying to get the word out. Emails, communications, you know, press conferences, really a lot of collaboration, a lot of feedback with the sheriff, the fans, the taxi bus limo associations, the bus and limo companies, et cetera. And, you know, we do think the word is out there because we're getting a lot of calls, we're getting a lot of traction, and Tailgate Guys has been busy. So they've been, you know, selling up that Tailgate Village, and we're looking forward to the first game.
Hey, but before the Tailgate Village and all the other stuff for the opener, Andy, are there other things fans need to know in terms of anything with game day experience that are different this year?
I have one that I saw yesterday, Andy. Maybe you can speak to this.
Sure.
That the tickets are on your phone. We've known that. But that you cannot screenshot your tickets anymore because is it true that they refresh every 15 seconds? Something about the barcode refreshing. So you do need the live ticket, not a screenshot.
Yeah, you guys are right. I mean, it's a different technology. It's not a screenshot. So you want to get your ticket, have your ticket ready. You can put it on your Apple Wallet. But you're right. The barcode refreshes. And that's a real new technology to prevent, fraud and other tickets, other people getting in with the wrong device. So, that's a great point. And we do appreciate the fans being ready. We will have our ticket folks out at all the gates to help the fans if they're having any troubles transferring their ticket to their device and that kind of thing. But the first two games did go pretty well for us, so we don't anticipate too many issues on Sunday.
Is there anything else fans need to know about that's new this year?
You know, I mean, there's a lot going on with the fan experience. There's a new place inside the stadium called the Labatt Scoreboard Square where we're going to have the Believers, a live band inside the stadium performing. But the Boulevard is still in play for fans. The fan zone inside the field house is still available. And we'll have the Miller Lite Brew Pub again available for, you know, the extra fans that don't want to tailgate by their vehicle or don't want to tailgate in Tailgate Village. So lots of options for fans this year.
With the opener, you had a press conference earlier this week, talked about some of the extra police presence and security guards and this Skywatch tower. Let's talk a little bit about that and why is that going to be in place on Sunday?
Yeah, guys. I mean, you know, the Bills and all of our law enforcement partners, we're all about fan safety. You know, that's the number one priority is making sure, you know, we want the fans to tailgate, have a great time, you know, be loud, be proud, but also be responsible and enjoy themselves and not, you know, ruin the experience for others. So we do have extra undercover officers working the parking lots this year. We have video surveillance. And then, yeah, the Buffalo Police Skywatch, we partner with the Buffalo Police Department, and they're working closely with our sheriff officers. So that'll be in play in the bus and limo lot, and we may move that around occasionally to different places. But it gives our guys, kind of a bird's-eye, close-up view of what's going on and really helps us with, addressing any fan behavior issues in a more efficient manner.
When it comes to fans getting into the stadium, you generally have, from time to time, a late-arriving crowd. I may be guilty of this sometimes. So have you guys done anything new this year to try and speed things up at the gate, whether it's the digital tickets that are speeding things up or any other strategies that have been implemented this year to try and help things?
Yeah, guys, that's a great question. I mean, we get that every year. you know, it's something we're really focused on, you know, something the team, the NFL has evolved with over the years. You guys know at one point there was no security screening, and then they went to pat downs after 9/11. We were doing hand wands, and then now we've got the walkthrough metal detectors. So we certainly understand it's a bit of an inconvenience for fans. So we're looking at everything we can do to expedite that process. And one of the things this year we've done is we've got new ticket scanners that will really help, and the mobile ticketing is a part of this, really helps scan the folks and the fans through the gates a lot quicker than ever before. So the technology there is greatly improved. So that'll be a one thing to help us get fans in quicker. And then the actual metal detectors themselves have been upgraded for a new setting to really help screen the fans better so they don't necessarily have to take all of the items that they're used to taking out of their pockets. And some of the items won't go off in the metal detectors, but it'll still scan, you know, what's prohibited, what's not allowed inside the stadium, with the main goal obviously being weapons. So, yeah, there's a few things put in place, and we also have hired additional staffing to work the gates, so to really help the fans get ready. And but you guys said it right. I mean, we know fans are going to tailgate and have a great time and probably get into the gates a little bit late, and I think they know when they do that, they might risk missing kickoff, but you know, if they're okay with that, we're going to still do our best to get them in as quickly as possible.
We've got a tweet while you were talking with us, Andy, here. A person wanted to know about clear fanny packs. Are those allowed? They gave her trouble last time.
So as long as those guys, the clear fanny packs, are fall within the size of the small clutch purse, you know, they're going to be okay. You know, if they're anything larger than that, you know, the size is the key thing there. So sometimes people come with a big backpack, and the backpacks aren't allowed. Even if they're clear, they're still not allowed. But if it falls within the 12-inch by 6-inch by 12-inch for the clear plastic bag, then those guys would be fine.
Andy, overall, before we let you go, when you look at the overall, not just Tailgate Village, not just the bus lot, which was an area that you guys wanted to focus on to reduce the number of issues, overall on the Bills lots, where are you in terms of tailgating last season? Number of issues, is it still too many? Is it in control, under control, whatever? How would you describe the Bills lots when it comes to tailgating and your the team's position on that right now?
You know, I may be biased, and you know, having teenage kids and having fans and friends that tailgate out in those lots, but I would argue we're the best in the league. I think we've got the greatest fans that tailgate. You know, they're responsible. They have a good time. They follow the policies. You know, they engage with our security teams and our guest services teams that roam the lots in the golf carts, and it's almost like a neighborhood fun, amazingly different atmosphere than anywhere in the league. The only thing we really addressed this year was the bus and limo lot. We weren't concerned with the regular, I call them regular parking lots of the Bills, because the fans have been great in those lots for a number of years now. You know, we did make a couple of changes in those lots a few years ago when we went to one car, one space, and, you know, we paved the lots. We put out garbage and recycling bags with our blue team to really help the fans keep their tailgates clean. And that, those types of things, I think, make a bit of a difference. So we're loving what's going on in our own parking lots, and we're just concerned a bit about the bus and limo lot, which is why we made some of those changes this year.
All right. Andy, thanks. Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Guys, I really appreciate it. What a weekend, huh? We're undefeated, and it's going to be great weather. Go Bills. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate
Have
it.
Have fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.